5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're tuned in
to The Last Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to The Last Radio Show. I'm John Lynch.
And I'm Jen Riley.
And this is the show where we talk about all kinds of stuff, news, history, pop culture, whatever we feel like. Mm-hmm. And you had something you wanted to talk about today, so let's talk about it.
All right, I did. I wanted to talk about ChatGPT because it's one of those things where people start talking about it and you have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah. The whole AI thing, you know, mm-hmm. I think people just kind of throw that out there and it's kind of a catch-all kind of thing, but I don't know how many people know what's going on.
No, it's just one of those things where you're like, I guess I got to Google that. And then you realize like it's a whole thing. So that's how I discovered it. I think my son put his homework into it. And I was like, what are you doing? And it was like, it's AI. So then I was really interested in it. So I said, I'm going to rebel against it. Of course, like I kept asking people and they were like, yeah, I write letters and I put it in and it corrects my letters and all this kind of stuff. People are using this all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely something that's kind of caught on, and people are using it who may not even know they're using it or don't even know they're reading it, I guess I should say.
Yeah, for sure.
Because a lot of things are using it now, and a lot of writers and a lot of websites and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's wild. So I was writing something. So what made me think about it like more in depth was I was writing something on social media. I was explaining how to do something. And somebody said, well, why don't you just put it in ChatGPT? Maybe it will like clarify or streamline your thought. Right. And I was like, no, thanks, I'm good. And so they took my writing, like a big paragraph that I had written to explain something, and they put it in ChatGPT and they posted it, you know, with my knowledge, whatever.
Right.
And so I was reading this like better version, I guess, of what I had written. And I was like fascinated because some of it was better for sure.
Right.
But it kind of completely missed a whole point that I was trying to make about like why we do this, whatever.
Right.
And so I was like, in the future, but then I realized like so many people are using it. I'm like, in the future, is there going to be like no mistakes? Is everything just going to be like filtered through this AI superior kind of like being or whatever?
Maybe it's a being we don't know. Maybe. It could be some higher intelligence that's evolving around us. Whenever I hear things like this, the immediate thing that pops into my mind is the Terminator movies, because basically we're teaching computers to be smarter than us.
For sure. Yes.
And, you know, that usually doesn't end well for mankind in the movies anyway. Yes, so
exactly.
So it gets you a little nervous. And one of the things that I've noticed too, and this is more just a general AI thing too, but you're seeing in videos now too, there's a lot of these computer generated videos that people are making now on YouTube and stuff like that. There's this trend, and I've been seeing these videos, and they're really creepy when you see them, but they'll show like Jerry Seinfeld walking down the street from his TV show in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And he kind of mutates into who he is now. So it kind of shows these actors like aging in real time, and like all of a sudden, and then you see him, but it just looks so not quite right. It's kind of close. It's the uncanny valley they talk about a lot. Uh-huh. And, you know, obviously that's more of a video thing and a visual thing. The ChatGPT is a written word kind of thing.
Right, sure.
But I think it's the same kind of principle. Like you said, it's not quite right when you look at it.
Something's a little bit wrong, right.
But it's probably getting there. And I guess when we don't notice that it's not quite right, it's going to be all encompassing then.
Well, exactly. That's the point. So I was looking at, so first of all, I went right to the source. I went to ChatGPT and I was like, give me your history. What are you? Like, basically. And it was created by OpenAI in 2015.
Right, right.
Elon Musk was involved.
Right, a bunch of billionaires got
together. And then, yeah, a bunch of smart billionaires. Yeah. And they created a nonprofit, which I thought was pretty interesting, kind of like to better humanity, right? For the betterment of humanity. And that sort of like morphed into we have a capped profit now, which I think also very interesting.
Yeah.
Because once it caught on and it was like wildfire, you know, as it catches on, they're going to be like, this needs to have a profit, right?
Right. That's probably going to change at some point.
Yeah. And so, and it just keeps, so what I've looked at and very, very basic knowledge, and I am not a computer. I mean, you know, I didn't even plug my headphones in correctly today. I have no computer skills. But basically, it keeps learning from every time you put something in.
Right.
It learns and it just continues to learn and learn and take and it's just wild, and it kind of scares me.
Yeah, no, it's a little creepy when you think about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that it's learning from you, it's learning from me, it's learning from everybody. So eventually it's going to get all the world's knowledge filtered into it. You know, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. And when you talk about how you put what you had written into it, and it was kind of right, but not quite right, and the point was missing.
Yes.
That's really disturbing.
Exactly. And also though, like what will, if someone rewrites what you write or, you know, your thought, the whole like kind of humanity behind what you're writing is kind of lost. It kind of just, it's just this homogenized kind of, you know, writing and whatever. So what I did was I thought, let me play around with it. So I put in, I said, like put in a couple famous songs like Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, because we were talking about Pink Floyd.
Sure.
Right? You know the lyrics pretty well, right? Wish You Were Here, like two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, right?
Living in a fishbowl, yep.
So great lyrics, right? I mean, I don't expect it to like be Pink Floyd. So I said, rewrite the song and make it better.
Right.
And so it wrote the song over. It will give you, it's funny because it does have like some copyright stuff. So it will not actually, if you can't say, what are the lyrics to Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, it won't tell you.
Right.
Whereas Google will like usually get you there somehow. This will say, sorry, that's copyright. But it did, it rewrote the song, and instead of, it was Wish You Were Here, We're Just Echoes in Time, Two Hearts Out of Line. I mean, not as good. Swimming Through Smoke and Fear, Year After Year.
Swimming Through Smoke and Fear. I don't dislike that line. That's not bad. But yeah, but it's not as good as Pink Floyd, but it's not bad.
And Year After Year, and then Wish You Were Here. And it's just wild. So I'm like wondering, is it going to write songs? Because it'll have all the information, right?
Right. Well, this was, you know, last year, I think it was, or maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago now. We had the writer's strike, and where all the TV and movie writers were on strike. And one of the big issues was about ChatGPT, because there was like, they wanted to like basically safeguards, because, you know, a movie studio, if you're doing a script for, let's say, Modern Family, you could just type in, okay, here's every script for Modern Family that we've done over the last 10 years, make a new one.
Right.
And ChatGPT could do that.
It
would have the spirit maybe of the show, but it wouldn't have the soul of a writer, I guess.
And that is exactly, I think, what the point is. It's like this spirit, something is there, but it doesn't have a soul, obviously, right? It's missing a soul. So I wonder if people will miss the soul or not.
Right. And, you know, it is possible, and it's possible this could be happening right now, and we don't even know it, that we are seeing things that are this, and we don't know it.
Yes.
If they've gotten to the point where it's good enough that we aren't able to tell the difference between whether this was written by a person or this was written by a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's again, this is every movie that's come out since like the mid 80s, every sci-fi movie. This is like,
we were warned, right?
It started with Matthew Broderick and War Games, and it's been going on ever since.
I know,
this has been something, you know, it's a Twilight Zone episode. It's all those things.
Yeah, it really is. And it's funny because talking about like where you would not know the difference and going further from ChatGPT, I had heard like these two radio people, they had like these AI radio personalities. Did you hear this? It was a sample.
Yeah.
And they were doing this banter and you couldn't tell really that they weren't people.
I mean, I think we're better, but anyway.
For now. This,
you know, someday we're going to have to do an episode about The Simpsons predictions, because they did an episode in the 90s, where they were, there was a couple of DJs who ran this contest and screwed it up, and they had to get Bart an elephant. Simpson fans know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But the owner of the radio station was mad at the DJs for screwing up the contest. So they said, oh, if you don't fix this, we're going to let the DJ 2000 take over.
Oh.
And there's this big machine sitting, and they hit a button, and it's like, how about those clowns in Congress? What a bunch of clowns. And one of the DJs says, wow, he's good. And the other guy's like, shut up.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's you know, there's...
It's coming to pass.
It's coming to pass. And what's interesting is a lot of this has, you know, you talked about how in 2015 they started the OpenAI, mm-hmm. and how, you know, we're feeding into the algorithm to make this happen.
Right.
You know, it's what we're doing. This has been going on for a while before that. When you think about it, like things like with Word documents, autocorrect.
Yes,
and
right.
Even, you know, autofill as you're typing in a text message.
Mm-hmm.
It guesses the next word or the next couple of words you're going to say.
Yeah. And we like it too, because it makes us our lives easier, right?
Generally, the human race is pretty lazy.
So lazy, for sure.
Anything we could do where we don't have to work, we're like, yeah, hey, you know, that's not too bad. You know, mm-hmm. I'll sacrifice for that. You know, but it's been going on. And you mentioned Google before.
Yeah.
Google, you know, is the ultimate. And we put these little machines in our houses that, you know, we can just yell at and tell them, I want to order some paper towels. And they come to our house in more than a minute. I mean, it's all kind of connected in all the same universe, really.
It really is. And we're just kind of like, we're buying into it, but we're fighting it. And eventually the next generation will not fight it. So I'm just curious as to how that's going to look in, you know, in real world. You know, it's just, we're kind of still on the thing where we remember the 80s movies warning us about the machines taking over.
Exactly.
Although the kids today, they did have a couple movies that warned as well. They're getting warned, like WALL-E. WALL-E.
Absolutely, sure.
And there's this great Mitchell's versus the Machines. There's a couple of younger movies now, like younger kids movies, that are taking a play off of that. They're the iPhone is taking over in one of them and like stealing all the humans and sending them to space. It's wild.
You know, you mentioned how your son put his homework into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real issue for educators right
now.
Yes,
for sure.
You know, there was always in the day you could buy a term paper maybe mm-hmm. if you didn't want to do it. And now all you got to do is just type in a couple of things, write a term paper about Abraham Lincoln, and it'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, we had Cliff Notes, which we thought was cheating.
Right, exactly. It was literally the Cliff Notes versions of what we were doing. But there was a teacher who apparently looked into this and looked into a bunch of term papers and like had ChatGPT write term papers and compared them to students.
Mm.
And he found what he was getting from ChatGPT was not quite top of the line.
Really?
But like middle, you know, like good enough, like a passing grade, you know, like what a C or B student would put hand in for a term paper.
Hmm.
So it's not quite like great, but it's getting there, I guess. I guess there was some inconsistencies, you know, and
I wonder if you would ask, like, can I get me a B on this?
Right. I want an A.
Right, exactly.
So make sure I gotta get a scholarship. But he looked into that. So that is definitely something, and I wonder how many kids are getting away with that right now.
I think that there's actually software to combat that now.
Right.
But then
right.
my son said he was only asking it a question. As a matter of fact, this is what annoyed me about it. He was supposed to ask me the question. It was like, ask your parent what they think of yada, yada, yada. And then he's like, look, I just finished this. And I was like, who did you ask? And they're like, oh, ChatGPT. I was like, and I lost it. I mean, I shut the whole night down. Everyone went to bed. I was so angry. But they do have. So, and then I asked them, like, how do they combat against this? They said they have programs to put it in. And then they have programs like ChatGPT can also, like, circumvent those programs. So I don't even, like, my mind is blown.
Well, that's like any computer virus.
Right.
You buy these safeguards to keep your computer safe.
Right.
And then the computer virus people build something to take out that. And then it's like, it's an escalation.
Which is why, like, they'll ultimately, hopefully not, win the computers.
The computer intelligence is going to be around after we're gone. So it is. The one big advantage the computers do have is that they don't die unless you plug them,
exactly.
You know, and then they just upload to another machine, and we're willingly walking around with devices in our pockets,
mm-hmm,
and
listening,
in our cars and everywhere, and you know we're doing this online right now, and Everything is over the internet.
Yeah, everything's being listened to. Now, do you have a Siri that has like a personalized accent? Because that's the other thing. You like their accent. Do you have somebody that you talk to?
I have Alexa. I don't have Siri. I have an Alexa, and it's just the base one. But I do enjoy just kind of asking it random, bizarre questions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not anything that matters to anything, but you know, I'll ask it to sing me a song sometimes. And they anticipate this stupid stuff, too, which is not – you know, obviously the original intent of it is to have something to, you know, interact with and get things done. Right. But they anticipate the silliness because they know what we're capable of.
Right, exactly. They know humans.
We are going to go to that silliness at some point and do something silly like that. So it's already there. It's already happening. And I guess, you know, a million other people have used it and done the same thing.
Yeah.
So they've built that algorithm.
So they know our personalities. They know, mm-hmm. they just really always learning about humanity.
And it's everybody I know has the story. Like, you know, I was talking to somebody about this product and then all of a sudden I looked on Facebook and there were ads there.
I
wasn't near a computer. I didn't have my phone, but somehow it knows.
And you know, because you've never like the other, there's things that you've never talked about in your life.
Right.
You know, it could be like I'm planning an RV trip. I never went on one. And all of a sudden, you know, RVs.
Rent an RV. Yeah. It's crazy. It really is wild. What I saw when we were talking about this, I was looking at some stuff online. So obviously I was feeding into the algorithm when I was doing that.
Right.
I did see one thing that was pretty interesting. There is an inventor in China mm-hmm. who has just put in a patent over in China for an AI system that actually listens to pets and can translate dogs and cats so you can get an idea of what they're thinking.
Do you think that's real?
No, but still.
Cool. I'm waiting for that. I think
every pet owner's ears would perk up literally, right? Just like a dog when they hear that, because I would love to know what my dog is thinking.
Listen, maybe because if you let it record enough barks, Right.
I mean,
maybe it works the same way.
I mean, I'll go back to The Simpsons because they predicted everything that's Simpsons might be the ultimate AI because they really have known everything that was coming. And they did have an episode years ago where Homer's brother invented a machine that could translate baby talk.
Oh, yes. I do remember that one.
Yeah. And that was his big invention.
Yeah.
You know, like, mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I got to need a new diaper or whatever it is.
That's right.
And, you know, and as he said in that show, every parent would buy one. Yes, they would. They absolutely would. Right. And every dog or cat owner would buy the one that could translate the pets.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day. You never know.
Right. It's possible. It is possible. Do you remember a time where you didn't just Google something? Remember, like mm-hmm. in the early days of the internet, you actually had to type in an address for something?
Yes.
Do you ever type in an address for anything, or do you just Google the name of the place?
I honestly feel like I think of things that, like you said, in Google. Just, I mean, I'll do like one or two letters, and I feel like it knows what I want it to. Like, it's just the most insane thing. And I do remember. Well, remember when you first searched on the internet? It would give you the most bizarre answers that you were not looking for. You'd be like, you know, tell me the name of like an ice cream, and it would give you like a motor oil. You know, it was not cohesive. It wasn't very smart. And so Google, that was before Google though. Google was the first to like get it right.
Yeah. I think a lot of Google was the start of AI.
Yeah,
I think,
for sure.
You know, in a lot, or at least bringing it to the mainstream anyway.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's funny, and there are videos about this that people do, typing in a word and finding like what the autofill of Google is, like what is a good place for, and then it'll say, you know, a good place to get arrested. What is a good place to, you know, do whatever. You know, it's just like so bizarre, some of the answers that are in there. And you'll see like by the time you get, and there's a famous thing with Google, by the time you get to the second page of Google, you're mm-hmm. going into dark territory.
Yes, exactly.
It really is true. Usually when you Google something, the first one or two things are going to be what you're looking for. And then if you scroll down and you keep going a couple of pages, you're just completely down a rabbit hole that's really, truly bizarre.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. only the first page of Google.
Right. Stick with the first page of Google. Unless you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right?
Then, you know.
But the funny thing is ChatGPT, you ask a question, so it doesn't, and it answers them. That's what I find so odd. It does give you, sometimes it gives you like sources at the bottom.
Right.
But but it just gives you an answer like a person, you know, it's like, right. Okay.
Now I wonder, like, when they started this, like, did they take the Encyclopedia Britannica and like enter it all?
Just right.
You know, and just kind of put that as a baseline, I guess, because they must have, I would think.
Something had to start
it. You have to have some kind of basic knowledge to start this. And then, like we've been saying, that we feed into it after that.
Yeah. And then there must be someone that's also feeding, like, current information, like the Pope. You know, obviously there was a new Pope, right, just a couple of days. And I looked Wikipedia quick. I was like, how quickly did they get that on there? Is there someone, like, there just like, oh, my goodness, I have to get this in right? Because right, they're really quick, too. Like, sometimes their answers are updated immediately. Right. That's right. Probably AI as well, I guess.
Right. Well, you know, there's the famous thing with Wikipedia, which is another resource we probably all use,
yeah,
on a pretty regular basis. But that's kind of the opposite of what we're talking about, because mm-hmm, that is, people are updating that.
Oh, it is people. That's, yeah, what I, yeah, I didn't
remember. I could go update a Wikipedia page right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And yeah, that's how it's set up. And,
oh, that's cool.
And so there's like a thing, like, people will, if they know like a celebrity is like sick.
Yeah.
People can't wait to change it from is to was.
Really?
You know, and then people will flood to the sites. And sometimes those pages will crash because so many people are trying to update it at the same time.
But do they fact check it? Or they must at some point.
There is a fact check mechanism, okay, in it. I think there's a bit of an approval. But if right now news broke about somebody famous passing away, uh-huh, whoever it might be, and you went to Wikipedia within a minute of that,
yeah,
I guarantee you it would be changed from is to was.
Yes.
It's crazy.
But I didn't know that was people. So it's powered by the people, Wikipedia. Right, right.
It's everybody, you know.
Apparently. I didn't know that.
Anybody listening right now could go to Wikipedia and update a page.
Fascinating.
It is. It really is. But that's... we're, yeah, being the algorithm then, I, right, guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild to think about that. But then I guess the algorithm is learning from Wikipedia.
Yes, so exactly.
it's a yin and yang. You know,
we continue to feed it.
You know, we've come back a few times to the whole thing with the computers taking over the world and destroying, mm-hmm, mankind. What would the computers do, the robots would do after we're gone?
Oh.
Because they're kind of designed to serve us.
Right. Yeah. I guess they would slowly just be like, we shouldn't have done that. Yeah,
so, damn it. That was stupid.
It's those people.
Nobody's asking us questions anymore. You know, they're just asking questions about updating software.
Well, all the movies actually are about, well, a lot of them are about computers getting mad at us for, right, not like being, you know, like being grateful or giving them enough attention, right? There's, right, a lot of this, like, you know, what humans would feel.
Right.
That the computers actually get, like, sensitive to.
But, and, you know, there's been a couple of things where there have been programs set up to, again, decipher things that people put into them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a couple of famous stories recently that they've set up things that, like, to look at Twitter or Instagram or something like that and to form opinions based on what they're seeing people say. And they said that the information they get back is almost always racist and horrible.
Really? Oh, no. Oh, so that's like a snapshot of what society's doing? Oh,
at least what we're doing on social media.
On the internet,
anyway,
yes. It's the internet, which is way different.
Yeah, you know, especially on Twitter, which is owned by Elon Musk, too, who invented AI. But that's, you know, if we had to trace it back to one person, we might know who we're tracing it back to at this point.
Fascinating, honestly.
And then... You know, but people like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and stuff, right, there's a pretty famous picture from a few years ago. Like, Mark Zuckerberg has tried to, like, change his image because, remember, everybody thought he looked like a robot or a reptilian person, they said, because
right,
he did look kind of creepy. And, mm-hmm, you know, and whether you think he's creepy or not, but he did not look cool.
Right, yes.
And so he kind of changed his look, and he kind of looks like a little hipper and cooler now.
Right.
You know, he did his hair different. He definitely worked out a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there was this picture that was him on a surfboard. This was years ago when he was still kind of in his nerdy phase.
Okay.
Where he had a bunch of sunscreen on, like a lot of sunscreen.
Okay.
So if you Googled Mark Zuckerberg surfing, you got this picture. It always came up. And he looked like he was, you know, a kabuki dancer because he just had like white makeup on his face on a surfboard.
Right.
And it was just like the dorkiest, weirdest looking thing. He put out a picture online like last year of him on a surfboard in a suit, like in a tuxedo, surfing, holding an American flag and drinking a beer.
Oh, okay. So,
like macho man, cool stuff, I guess.
Hysterical.
And that picture went viral. So now if you Google Mike Zuckerberg on a surfboard, that's the picture that comes up.
And that was completely intentional, correct?
Yes, because he was used, because obviously nobody would understand this better than someone like Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
So he's like, all right, you know, we got to come up with like, and he didn't manipulate the system. He used the system.
He used the system, right.
You know, he could very easily bought Instagram and said, we're deleting this.
Right.
You know,
change the algorithm.
He already owns Instagram, so he wouldn't have to buy it.
But he knew yeah. that the people would do it for him. And then he knew
how to manipulate the system.
Yeah.
And that's probably what's scarier than the computers taking over.
Right.
Is the people who know how to use this system.
Yes.
You know, to their advantage.
Right. For sure.
Because we're the greedy corrupt ones who are ruining everything.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to The Last Radio Show. If you like the show, please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review on your favorite platform. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at The Last Radio Show. We will talk to you soon.
The Last Radio Show.
The Last Radio Show.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.